You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. We are now ready to send it over to Studio 2A. Really excited for my guests this week. They've got a new EP. It's coming out tomorrow, but the official release show is going to be on Saturday, June 27th, over at the Screening Room. Get started at 8:30, and advance tickets are available. Without further ado, send it over to Studio 2A live with Jacques Zulu and Ben B.
See the world for what it is now. Look around. What look around? See, will you see me? How will you see me? How will you see me? Oh, how will you see me? Inside your insight, funny how a first encounter can seem like you've been tight. You ever known forever? Play the game like a hawk. How will they change your weather? They ain't cuffing this season. Everybody bust for no reason. Bang, bang, toughest game, probably them policing. Check your neck, but can peace be the cost? Been trying to bridge it together. Am I reaching across or too far, too true fall is inevitable. It's cool, y'all. You all in the better bubble. Bet it pop and never stop outgrowing. Got a feeling inside's a route to knowing. Bird chirping on the scene. I enjoy the showing. Go up to show out there where we going. Magellan ain't telling us. Conditioning, we're living in. Got our eyes swelling up. See the bigger picture. We're all connected. Many hues of man do we paint to alter methods. How high to pick you up on and off the record. When your heart calls out, don't lose the message. I charge to accept it. Tell me, how will you see me? How will you see me? How will you see me? To live behind. What you say, what you say, what you say, what you say. What you say, what you say, what you say, what you say. Just remember that you're everything. love. Can I hold it? Is it like the am? I the rightful heir to this kingdom? Many crowns, I've seen them fall for the demons. Let it be, just leave them twisted beyond reason. Oxygen for this freezing. For fun, got 49 keys in. Y'all brothers move that dope, exploding soap in the case for the briefing. Follow yourself to your lead-ins, figure out what you're seeking. Sink into that ocean drop, grow the crop then open shop. Blooming off these boomers, I could awaken sooner, but my mind stays in the sewer. Beauty in the eyes of viewers, maybe suck my chapping peepers and sip the nectar from the speakers. Vibes guide the rhythm, manipulate the system like banks and prisons. Saints on missions, gotta change the prism. But ish, I'm in it and I finished, but I'ma finish written. She influenced this decision for the pleasant disposition. Though the best is just beginning, though it's been existing. It's been existing, though it's been existing. Fire, don't be so afraid to grab it. Live through burns, live and learn. Nothing's ever perfect. Different turns, meetings adjourn over selfish terms. Create from my condition, just airing out my mind. Space is my favorite position. Lost track of time, taking my own trail. No, I don't have a clue. Been chasing my own tail. Now I'm breaking the loop, but does it all continue? Is it really an end? Part of me is with you. I watch the vibes that I send. Love the force of the source, so I move with the wind. Thank God for the water, don't bottle me in. But does it all continue? Is it really an end? Part of me is with you. I watch the vibes that I send. Love the force of the source, so I move with the wind. Thank God for the water, they try to bottle me in.
Tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and right now, live in studio 2A with Shaka Zulu and Ben B. Guys, thanks so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. All right. So we'll start off. I guess I introduced you both. I'd introduce yourselves as well so people can place a voice to a name as well. And let us know what you're doing tonight as well.
My name is Bambi. I'm playing guitar, and I made all the music that you're hearing as well.
My name is Jaka Zulu. I am on vocals, and I wrote all the lyrics for all the songs.
All right. So tell me about this collaboration. How long have you guys been working together?
Since December. It lasted a couple months.
Yeah. No, it was before December. We're going to put the... Yeah. It's been almost a year now.
Wow. Yeah.
We've been working like on this, if you really think about it. It started, August last year?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, when we first started working on it.
Yeah, that's when I made the first song, in August.
We stopped, and then we had to revisit it because of a bunch of other situations that happened. So,
sure.
Yeah.
So it's been almost a year since you first started working on this project. Tell me, what was the spark for it? How did you guys get together and start making these songs?
Pike.
The mystery guy in the room.
The man without the microphone to my right over here.
A.K.A. Smash Lames, A.K.A. Jafar.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, I had to bring it out. But he has his blog, wearebuggingout.com.
Yeah.
And he has a series, just the Dyad series, you know, and he has it's a combination of different producers and different MCs mainly, mm-hmm. That are, you normally wouldn't hear them work together. Like, we didn't really even know each other until Pike linked us up.
Huh. So it was Pike's idea.
So we all can blame him, right?
Yeah.
Blame Pike.
So what were your responses, each of you, when you learned about the idea? So did Pike approach you with the collaboration in mind, or how did it come to be?
He'd mentioned it to me before.
Yeah.
Casually. But that was when Gunk and Runt were still doing theirs.
Oh, and they're still making it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess after he told Bimby is when he told me. And, you know, but it was cool, though, because the first time we ended up all having a meeting and we just said, okay, well, where do we want to go with this project? And we were just synced into the same mind state as far as wanting to take it experimentally, you know?
Yeah. I think he had he told me about some other ones that...
What, you talking about the other collaborations?
The other Dyads, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know of those. Can we speak of those? No, let's not speak of them. Pike gave a look. See, that's why he's here. Why he's here.
I've seen pictures. Yeah. I've seen pictures.
You know, before we went on the air, we were joking that Pike was here to be able to, you know, tell you what not to talk about. And he said, no. But here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Press,
it's
man.
Cool, though. Yeah. We got to keep it secret. We've kept this on the low for a while.
All right. So, you know, I want to hear a bit more about that first meeting, about when you're coming together, you're talking about, you know, what direction you want to go with this. Tell me, what if anything, did you know about each other's music going into that meeting?
It was at Smashburger.
Yeah. That was the first time.
Man, that place is so good. Bomb.
Mean veggie bean burrito. What was it? We started talking about what we liked, the music that we liked at the time.
Yeah.
What was it we were trying to go into?
I wanted to go in like a weird, more textural.
You don't think this is textural?
Yeah, I mean, it is,
okay,
for sure. That was the original idea, was to just kind of get weird with it and use like environmental sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Successful.
And there is some in there.
Yeah. Hidden all throughout it.
Yeah.
It's like he broke it down for me, and I different beats and sounds that he has,
yeah,
where I wouldn't even realize that came from the original sound.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned texture, because when Pike sent me this EP a little while back, when we were setting this up, that was the first thing that popped in my head as I was listening to it, is, you know, that those textures, I mean, they're really unique but beautiful, and there's a, you know, sort of depth and subtlety to it, and I think it also you know, marries really well with your vocals, Jaka.
You.
So I'm curious, you know, what was the mindset that you had about integrating your vocals with these beats that you were putting together? Was that something you talked about as well during those early stages, or is that something that came out of the creative process?
He said he wanted to push himself, because I remember that, what was it? At the time, I had heard some sample joints that you had done, like, and just some other beats. I hadn't heard a lot of his music, but where I was at after the last project I had done was I wanted just to go as far as we could. Not even as far as we could, but just push ourselves for a new sound, for something different. Uh-huh. And he said, okay, well, let me go work on something. Sends me the first beat, which was the first song we played, actually rapped on or sang on, Pick Me Up. Mm-hmm. That's the second track on the project. And when he showed me that, it just, I don't know, it inspired our own conversations of just our thoughts about life and just life in general, all that. So then I was able to, with the sounds that he had in there, that inspired certain parts of the song. Like, if you listen to it, there's a child requesting to be picked up. So, I don't know, that kind of stuck in my head, you know, just how we're always asking for help and then able to kind of break that down into that we're more than just that type of being that's acting, you know, for asking for help.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I thought you were going to have trouble not putting vocals to parts.
What do you mean?
Like those parts where there's no vocals.
It's definitely a challenge. And that's what I wanted.
I try to push that. That's been something that I wanted to put in my own music for a little while. I thought it'd be cool to bring it in here.
Yeah.
And something that I think would strike folks when they listen to the EP, it probably has come through tonight as well, is, you know, these songs have a lot of room to breathe. Mm-hmm. These are not 3.5 minute songs. I mean, some of them are a little shorter, but some of the tracks on this EP are, 10 minutes, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that it's really great that you've given these songs the kind of space to just let the listener find some of those, details that get lost if, you were just trying to move on to the hook or, whatever you might normally do when you're trying to write a 4 minute song.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, you caught it though. That's exactly what I was talking about when writing it, because he was saying that, I thought you were going to fill up that part right there. I was like, no, I want you to space it out. I want people to hear it.
Yeah.
Because, it's, like you said, it's very melodic and it's beautiful. Like, it has a certain tug on your heart, in a sense, on you just being. No, for real, it does. Like, it stirs you in a bit.
Yeah.
People all say that.
That's what I was going for.
I'm going to tug at your heart today.
Yeah, like, I really appreciate taking the time to just sit there and just listen. Like, I can listen to a brand new album that I've never heard before from beginning to end. That's something that I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So, even now, I kind of worry about other people hearing those voiceless parts and whether or not they can sit through it. Mm-hmm. But that's something I personally enjoy, is just kind of sitting there and just, like, falling into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And that space allows you to fall into it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the EP comes out tomorrow, right? But then the release show is going to be Saturday over at the Screening Room. And I understand that there's a film component to the release as well.
Yes. My friend Johnny Red, shout out to him, Honor Roll Gang. we ended up working on a film together for this project. And so I wrote the story. It's pretty much the story, my story, and then he directed and filmed and edited. And so we're going to premiere that on Saturday, and that's going to be the little part of it. We don't know, well, we know, but you guys won't know where we're putting the actual film at what time, but it's just a short film.
Cool.
It'll be cool. It was fun shooting.
What else is going on? Do you have other artists performing that night as well?
Mm-hmm. Still Satellite. As an artist, we have. We also have Rock, and he's going to be doing a live beat set.
His own beats, right?
Yeah, his own beats. Yes. He told me he has some new stuff, some really good new stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that new stuff.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good, man.
I love that beats, man.
Shout out to Rock.
So that's Saturday at the Screening Room. Starts off 8:30. If by any chance someone can't make it down on Saturday, though it sounds like they don't have a good excuse, how do they get their hands on this music?
It'll be on wearebuggingout.com. Mm-hmm. It's just spelled just like that. No bugging. It's B-U-G-G-I-N out .com. And it'll be premiered on there 10 a.m. PST tomorrow.
Pacific time?
Standard. Yeah, Pacific.
So 9 o'clock our time.
No, we're in Pacific right now.
We are?
I think so, aren't we?
We are now.
Yeah, we're in Pacific.
Oh, okay,
right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Arizona, I just experienced that because I drove to Colorado this weekend, and it didn't occur to me until I actually got there that I was going to lose an hour. And then I remembered, Pacific time.
Pacific.
Earlier we were just talking about Eastern time being 3 hours behind and how you just came from the East Coast. That's crazy.
Yeah. Time, man.
It's a crazy thing.
So let's get into our next set here. But you're listening to Jacques Zulu and Benby, new EP. And what's the name of it, by the way?
We didn't mention Grain.
It. Grain, with an
E,
right?
With an E. It's the French word for seed.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's wearebuggingout.com is where you can find it. Saturday's the release show. We're going to hear another set, and then we'll chat some more. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's awesome. You have to do it. You can be love. Be love, everything love, everything love. Figure out what to say, figure out what to say. Watch everything play, watch everything play. When you can be love, you can be love, you can be love. And you can be love, you can be give my dreams an actual try. My soul is past 25, living in space. Is this time pass me by? Am I still in this race? Yeah, I'm feeling this safe, like I'm breaking open the code. And the truth of the matter is, nobody knows. I'm barely finding my drive past the closing of roads. Suppose the change is total pain, the total change is on hold. Like the soldier who sold the fights of freedom for freedom. Christ is second to sinner. For the praises they sing him, I'm out here swinging. Two axes, the new axes. Brain on a different plane, still missing like 370. Gravity readies me for a weight that's so heavily pours through my melodies. For us, it's like a heavenly source. It's making me more, taking me for. Spirit simply playing its course. I'm like, why war when you can be love? Everything to play. Watch everything to play. Why war when you can be love? You can be love. You can be love. Be love. You can be love. You can be. Dancing with the wolves, so I let her.
strength. I cannot help but flex. I just want to share my joy and my self-respect. I am you, we are, but I cannot expect anything more or less than what you choose to express. I sit and wonder how equal is even a question. Maybe it's the balance between retreat and aggression. A peacemaker, so love is my greatest weapon. May your body be stone, that grace is forever etched in. I'll be dancing with the wolves, so let a howl escape.
Here today, okay.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Jacques Zulu and Ben B. Guys, thanks again for coming down tonight. Really appreciate it.
It's been awesome.
Yes, it has.
So the new EP is called Grain. It comes out tomorrow. The release show is Saturday over at the Screening Room. We talked a bit about it during the first interview, but one thing that we didn't talk too much about was process. We talked about kind of the concept and how it came together, but I'm curious to hear more about the recording process. So did it start off with Ben B, with you putting together the beats, or after you put together, you know, the beats for the first couple of songs, were you then starting to work more collaboratively? Tell me a bit about that process.
Yeah, it started with the beats. They all started as half done, pretty much.
Okay.
Like I gave them like the first 3 minutes, and then slowly added more and more to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we came up, you know, with the vocal parts, like the arrangements mm-hmm. and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Skeletons, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many different drafts would you go through on a song, you know, between that first little 3 minute chunk and where it came to the end?
Oh, man.
It was a lot of back and forth, that's for sure.
A lot of back and forth.
Changes still, I swear it feels like changes still should be made.
Yeah.
But no, we're happy with it. We're happy with where we're at now.
It's definitely feel the same way.
I know.
I think even next year I'll be like, man, I can probably change that.
Yeah.
But I think the mastering part took the longest part, the longest, just because I was learning things as I was going.
Oh, yeah.
So I would figure something out and learn something new and then go back and redo everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that process took the longest, but the music part was, I don't know, I guess you just kind of took what I gave you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
He told me that I could, like, manipulate the beat however I wanted to and such, but, I mean, the way he had them formatted already was pretty challenging. It wasn't the normal format, so it was just more of that challenge to write to it in that case. So everything he sent to me, he would ask me too, like, you want me to change this? And, no, that's cool. This is good. Just leave it like this. Mm-hmm. Or then he tries to add more stuff. And then I'm like, no, this is how I like the beat. This is, let's arrange it this way.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we come to that medium, happy medium.
Yeah.
We're never going to be fully happy with it.
Of course.
Sure.
But I guess that's like almost every project. You know, you always look back on it and you're just like, this next one, though.
Right.
This next one, though. But at the same time, I think that's only because we've had it for so long.
Sure.
The process was making the music, and then, like you said, the mastering was what took so long because we would go back and say, no, we like this. Maybe this should sound this way.
Mm-hmm.
And since we weren't always in the room because of our differing schedules, we would have to send it back and forth, and that took a lot more time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm curious to hear, you know, where some of these beats come from, you know, in terms of what's the source material that you're drawing on? And you know, we talked a little bit about how there's some environmental sounds, there's some samples that you wouldn't necessarily expect to hear. So tell us a little bit about what you were drawing on as you were putting these beats together.
These beats were a lot different just because I wrote a lot of the music without drums.
Mm.
And my main focus, as far as like sound and feel of it, like I try to make a lot of the sounds move, like if you listen, there's a lot of panning from left and right, and then there's filters that come in and out. So a lot of that was done even before drums, and I never really done that before. Usually drums come really early in the process, but even the drums themselves are drums that I've never used before, or patterns that I never used before.
Mm-hmm.
And even like dangling of keys, I use that as a hi-hat in one of the songs. So I just wanted to make it sound big and atmospheric.
Yeah.
So
I think you achieved that, certainly.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jacques, you were talking about the challenge of some of these beats. You know, it's not necessarily what one would be used to or be, you know.
That's for sure.
From a songwriting perspective and as a vocalist, you know, trying to figure out kind of what your foothold is on some of these beats. You know, tell me about that challenge and what were some of the things that you did to, you know, raise your game, so to speak, to be able to match what was going on with these beats?
Well, I mean, as you can tell by the live session, it's still somewhat of a challenge, but, no, it's just, I feel that because I've worked on a variety with a variety of different producers, and then I mean, I used to be in a group with just a producer where we made a lot of different type of beats. But I like you said how he did the drums differently. We had talked about that, like, let's do something, you know, outside of our comfort level.
Yeah.
And so for me, I don't know, it's just, it was, I had to expand. So, like, you trying to cover so much area, then also leave space, and then, you know, not rapping as fast and remembering all of this information, because without the drums, it's a bit more difficult to ride the beat. And then without that constant rhythm, it's hard to remember all the stuff sometimes, you know? Like, it's hard to, even when writing to it, thinking of the flows that you're going to write, the pattern of the flows, it's just totally different, like, chopping. I don't know, it was, like I said, it was a challenge, but I enjoyed it, and I still think that we're gonna make more stuff like this, even though we're on to different projects. Like, we're still gonna at least collab every now and then for something like this.
So that was actually gonna be my next question, is, you know, this started off as part of this Dyad series, and you hadn't worked together before, but it sounds like, you know, you've kind of found a fruitful creative vein to mine from. So you know, I'm happy to hear that you're thinking about doing more stuff. Do you have any sense for what shape that will take in the future? Have you started talking about that?
I hope it's more upbeat.
We can do that.
Definitely more upbeat.
Upbeat atmosphere.
Something that you can do live.
Yeah.
And, like, get everyone going. Yeah. I definitely want to do something more upbeat in the future. This kind of bums me out sometimes. it doesn't bum me out, but... I mean,
it's
just your stuff
move.
In the past. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely serious, but I've seen your live shows before. I need to get on that live show. It might not be something like this. It might be something more normal.
I don't know, man. I don't think we can go back to normal after this. Like, we can do some type of normality, but it's like, we'll see.
We could bring it back every once in a while.
Little singles here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So, you know, while we've got a few minutes here before we wrap up with our last set, just tell us a little bit about what are the other things that you're involved in right now separately? What are the other projects that you have on the burner?
Oh, man, a bunch of stuff. Jazz Jousters is ongoing. Man, I don't know how much I can tell you about that. But it's gonna be awesome. There's plastic involved, if you know what I mean. We'll just say that much for now. But Jazz Jousters is ongoing. I have another project that should be released next month with Top Notch, Combined Vibes. That's boom bap. That's more traditional hip hop, I guess, compared to this stuff. But yeah, I have that, and then I have my own. Like 10 tracks, 10 beats that I made some years ago. Collective Resonance is gonna release that for me probably in the next couple months.
Great.
And I think that's pretty much it for now that are done, I guess.
And real quick, if people are trying to Google you, Benby, give them a little heads up on how they're gonna actually find yourself.
Yeah, it's B3NBI and Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff.
Cool.
It's all the same.
And for me, just more honorable gang stuff. We're doing a lot of shows all the time, monthlies. I have another project I'm working on after this that actually has some more upbeat stuff on it too, and some more, it's hip hop. It's more like, what do you call it? Acceptable? More approachable? Approachable. Approachable hip-hop. That's what I meant. It wasn't acceptable I was looking for. It was approachable. Something
this
you can actually...
This is perfectly acceptable.
This,
we're
yeah,
right
totally,
here.
Right, totally acceptable.
Clear.
Have you heard of Flylo?
Yeah.
I mean...
Have you ever heard of Flylo?
I just saw him at a concert. What are you talking about? Anyways, so I'm working on a new project. It's going to be called Son of Abyss. And that's going to be a full length. I don't know if it'll come out at the end of this year or maybe next year at the beginning. But besides that, just releasing a bunch of singles, Jaka Zulu, JACAZULU. Just Google it and all my stuff will come up. I'll be releasing the new music on SoundCloud, but everything right now is Bandcamp.
All right. Sounds good. Well, guys, I understand you got one more kind of secret song for us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A little secret song.
All right. So you've been listening to Shaka Zulu and Benby here on Locals Only. Once again, the new EP Grain drops tomorrow. WeAreBugginOut.com. Saturday is the release show at the Screening Room. Thanks again, guys. This has been really fun. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Let's go. Life. Death. And what we call living. Round, 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 round. Round, 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 round. Round, 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 round. Round, 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 down. Get up to get down. Get down to get up. Get up to get down. It all comes around, down. Get up to get down. Get down to get up. Get up to get down. It all comes around. Round, I get around, round, 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 round and round we go. We go. Oh, round, 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 round and round we go.
Go, go.
We go. Oh, it's a cycle, the cycle, the cycle. I'm feeling like forever, it's a cycle, the cycle, the cycle. Die for us or better, it's a cycle, the cycle, the cycle. I'm feeling like forever, it's a cycle, the cycle, the cycle. Die for worse or better. Tap into infinity. Man may not be stone. Thanos on the throne. With the gauntlet, I see non-threats. Track the trail I'm on, yet recognize beyond flesh. And this is just the onset, I'm conscious. Heard my gang is on next. Swear that all I know is now. All my homies hold me down. I'm in the box, why throw the towel? I'm forced to draw, can't replete from the pain, sweat, blood, and tears. Working through the growing pains just to paint the fear. My own lane is clear, grab past traffic. But fast like traffic, it's about that passage. Or everywhere you at, kid, only as good as your last hit. This is where my purpose tracks, and you ain't even heard it yet. I'm a star in my own right, days turn into long nights. Just trying to make sense of it all, spaced out, on site. The cycle, the cycle, the cycle. It's the cycle, the cycle, the cycle, cycle. Time for worse or better, it's the cycle, the cycle, the cycle. I'm feeling like forever, it's the cycle, the cycle, the cycle. Time for worse or better, round, 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 round. Dig me for a moment. We're more than our fossils. Compose of the cosmos. Be thoughtful for us. Lost souls. Forgetting the home of heart. Only to remember this is where joy has to start. The source is through us. Into us. Deliver me so special we overslept. To know the depth. It's an original gene. Origins of me. Burn into our seeds. The cycle.
Cycle.
The cycle.
Cycle.
The cycle.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. This has been Locals Only. My name is Matt Milner, live in Studio 2A with Jacques Zulu and Ben B. Guys, I want to thank you one more time for coming down tonight and remind everybody once again that Tuesday is going to be the EP release. WeAreBuggingOut.com. What's the format? Is it digital? Is there a physical release? What's the deal?
Just digital.
So digital download at WeAreBuggingOut.com. And then the release show is going to be Saturday at the screening room. You've got that little short film that you're going to show with it. And around 8:30 or so is when things get started. So before you you sneak away here, I want to just take one more moment to hear your kind of final thoughts on, now that you're, I don't want to say at the end of this project, because we've already talked obviously about new opportunities that the two of you are going to pursue together, hopefully in the future. But looking back to last August, when you first got together and started talking about this, how is this different or the same as what you expected when you first had those conversations? How has this taken a different shape than what you would have originally envisioned?
Can I?
Go for it.
I'm going to say this, and this is, you remember how we were talking and like things would just pop up?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the best reasons this project got called Grain, because we were trying to decide on a name that fits it best.
Yeah.
And we ended up coming up, we were like, you know, seed, but what can we do? And so we made Grain. And I think that we didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like we had ideas of the type of seed, so to speak, we wanted to plant, and then we just let it grow.
Yeah.
Like it's perfect metaphor for it, honestly.
Yeah.
Because every time it just kept, like, we would meet up and it'd be something new, or we'd build on something, you know, so it was just constant growth to the point to where now we have to, like, let go of the project, even though we're not done with the growth that, you know, our growth has come past, surpassed the project in a sense.
So. Sure.
Because there's lots of mastering he still wants to do.
Yeah.
But we're releasing it tomorrow, so.
Man.
I mean, there's stuff in the lyrics and in the music that I would, you know, wouldn't mind changing either. So it's like, but we're there. So it's that's the perfect title for it. I got to say that. We didn't know, though. We had no idea. We knew what we wanted, but we didn't know it was going to come to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Even for me, like, hearing it throughout the entire process, it's still so different. Like, even now, I have to really think about what it used to sound like.
Huh.
Like, before that extra 2 or 3 minutes was added onto it. Or,
yeah.
I don't know it.
When I went to the old beach, your sound's just, the whole thing is just, it sounds so much clearer. Like, you know, from the first drafts, the skeletons I got?
Yeah.
Like, I was looking back on those the other day, just, you know, practicing.
Yeah.
But,
it's just always changed.
It's always changed.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm excited for people to be able to hear the final product.
Mm-hmm.
And again, WeAreBuggingOut.com is the place where folks can find it starting tomorrow. I want to thank you both for coming down tonight. This really has been great. Hope to bring you both back with other projects in the future. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
So thanks for tuning in to Locals Only, everybody. We'll be back next week, Monday night, from 8 to 10. But now we'll send it over to Bob Girth and The Hub from 10 to midnight. Be well, everyone. We'll see you next week. Take it away, Bob.